ceremony had taken only 2 minutes. It was 2:38 p.m. Central Standard Time, and the president called out quite firmly, "Now let's get airborne." The pilot, Colonel James Swindoll, immediately started the engines of the big, gleaming, silver and blue fan jet, and in another few minutes, Air Force One roared down the Dallas runway. Once the plane was airborne, the Johnsons settled down in the lounge where the swearing-in ceremony had taken place. Mrs. Kennedy left her bedroom again and walked slowly down the corridor to the rear cabin. She sat down beside the coffin, and there she remained throughout the flight, never more than a matter of inches from her husband's body. As Air Force One sped toward the nation's capital, Johnson got to work with members of his staff. He drafted what was to be his first public statement. Then he placed a special radio telephone call to Mrs. Rose Kennedy, the late president's mother. By this time it was dark. We could see the lights of Andrews Air Force Base coming up fast. We put down for a glass-smooth landing at 5:59 Washington time.
Then the plan, bringing it down onto the field of Andrews Air Force Base. A Navy honor guard alongside. Mrs. Kennedy is now coming down following the casket. With her, other members of the Kennedy family. The Attorney General can be seen. Mrs. Jacqueline Kennedy accompanying the body of her husband.